Your workout of the day is for total burpees over dumbbell in 20 minutes. And 0, 5, 10, and 15, we have to complete 5 or 400 meter row, 4 by 8 meter walking lunges with a 22 or 15 kilo dumbbell, and then we max out on the burpees till the next 5 minute section.
Ew.
Ew. That says it all.
Yeah. 20 minutes of just grind, isn't it? It's very 24.2-esque.
Very much like that, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, yeah. But this looks worse than that to me.
Way to sell it on the podcast, Jamie.
It looks harder, right? Doesn't it?
It doesn't look as
we're longer on the rower.
Burpees, you don't really know how long you're going to be there, but how quick can you do the row? How quick can you do the lunges? Tells you how many burpees.
It does tell you how many.
Yeah,
but that row is long.
Yeah, it's not nothing. It's 2 minutes. You're talking 2 minutes there for most
probably
people.
2 minutes, and then and then you've gone do the lunges for another minute or two, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, so this is what I was going to ask. I wanted to focus a little bit on the lunges here. Actually, for the lunges, how are we approaching them? Are we trying to like blow the legs up? Or are we trying to just develop a little bit of squat pattern? Or are we trying to add a bit of heavier conditioning element to it? Like, what way are we?
Yeah, the
doing
heavier
these?
Conditioning. It's definitely just giving us some hard work to get through. Yep. So we'd like to be smooth through that, so that we're not getting any sort of recovery. You want to really tax the system, but then also not completely destroy the system. You want to have something left to do the burpees. We don't want to have like 4 burpees at the end of this.
Yeah.
That would be terrible, wouldn't it? So we want to be able to get to them and move a bit, but we want to have some time as well. So I think that mid-gear, smooth pace, let's not rest, but let's not rush. Yep. Sort of, that's where you want to be. But that they're going to be rough, I think.
Yeah, they are. I notice it's only one dumbbell as well. So that kind of tells a story too, where we're not going heavy. We're not trying to blow up the legs necessarily. It's more like, can you control your breathing while you're moving and stay fast enough but controlled enough to get into those burpees
and
to
resist
work.
The urge, to, you know, on the turn.
Yeah, the lunges have to be unbroken. Whenever I say 4 by 8 meters, it'll burn going into the third length there. Like, that's when it'll really kick in, I think. But you just have to go, oh, well, I'm halfway now.
And you think at 24.2, there's a lot of mental toughness needed.
Yeah, holding on to that barbell.
Hold on to the barbell. The decision to start the barbell as soon as you get to it.
Yeah.
Decision to pick up your rope. Every time you snag, not like going down to the hunkers.
Yeah, there's thinking, so many of those moments, isn't
it? It's that over and over again. And I think the lunges gives us those opportunities. Every time you stand up the lunge, you could be like, I'll just take a second. And you can't.
Yeah.
Every time you turn, it's like, I'll put the dumbbell down. Oh, please don't put the dumbbell down.
Last one on the lunges. Where do we put the dumbbell today?
Wherever you want, yeah. I would recommend sticking the handle on your trap. Like, I think that's the least taxing
place. Sling it over the shoulder and go.
Yeah, absolutely. If you are feeling like an absolute rock star, you could hold it like a goblet. You could put it
overhead.
You could put it overhead. You could hold it on your shoulder, like more of the handle in your hand. Mm. It'll tax your midline a bit more if you're like, I really want to get a lot of work done today. But if you're looking for efficiency, I think just handle on the trap.
You kind of alluded to it earlier, but the rowing pace strategy approach today, what's the best way to hammer that?
Smooth, third gear.
Fourth gear.
Fourth gear, yeah, okay.
Fourth gear in a 7-speed car. Let's call it that. So it's slightly faster, but you have more to give because we've been doing a lot of fitness. That's the way I'm looking at it now. Everyone's got a turbocharger at the minute.
That is very true. We are fitter,
everyone's
so you can trust
crazy
yourself.
Crazy fit, yeah.
Yeah. So you can probably, your edge is probably further away than you think. You can probably push into a bit more. Yeah, like, it's not a 500 meter row as we know it. It's but it's also not a like recovery chill.
It's not a recovery 2.5 minute job either. Yeah.
It definitely isn't. Yeah. So if you're feeling, if you've been training consistently, like, yeah, give yourself a bit of a challenge there for sure.
And then on the burpees, how do we go about that today? Are we trying to like, because it is a lot of work throughout the 20 minutes. So are we trying to maximize every single burpee from the get-go? Or is it a bit more, save a little bit of energy in the burpees at the start, find a rhythm and see if you can maintain that for a couple of rounds and bomb it at the end? Option A.
Fourth gear and a 7th gear.
Just stay there the whole way. Oh.
Yeah, that's the hard bit. Because every time you land on a burpee, there's a decision to make to go and do another burpee. So like, you just can't afford to rest too much. Keep moving. I think the best strategy here is every time you hit the floor on the other side, like put your hands down on the ground, because you'll get your chest to the floor, then you'll get back up, then you'll jump. So it's like, get your hands on the floor as soon as you can. Just try and keep, like, just ask yourself, can I keep moving? We've done that. We talked recently about off-the-spot movement. We've been doing a lot of it. We've been moving our body around space. This is just another example of it. We just have to do it one breathing hard.